Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Big Interview Bite Size. I'm Graham Hunter, and in each episode, you'll hear an elite footballer tell a story that's guaranteed to brighten your day. All of them come from my podcast, The Big Interview with Graham Hunter, which you can find by searching on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao Luca. Today, it's Gianluca Vialli. He'll tell you about winning Serie A with Sampdoria, but losing out in Europe to his hero, my hero, Johan Cruyff, in charge of the dream team at Barcelona.
Was there a perceived idea that if you're from Genoa, then authorities would be against you, or the fans would be against you, or referees? Explain what the battle was before you put your boots on.
That's exactly what you just said. I mean, I think that, you feel like they don't treat us fairly. Everybody sort of is conspiring against us because we're a small club. We don't sell newspapers. We are not, TV shows would be different with us, which is wrong because, as Leicester has just proved, it's great for the game. When you realise that in football nothing is impossible, and even a smaller team can be at the top of the championship at the end of the season, and it becomes a much more sellable product, in my opinion. It's more democratic, it's perceived as a clean game. Anyway.
Romantic.
Romantic.
Sure.
I mean, it's great, but we felt that that wasn't the case in Italy, so we were playing against somebody, which made us probably stronger. I don't know whether we were right or wrong to feel as if it was twice as difficult for a club like Sampdoria to win the title, but that gives us some extra motivations, and we used it to our advantage. But I've got to say that when we won the title, we had penalties against the likes of AC Milan, Juventus, Inter Milan.
Who took them?
I took them all.
Mm-hmm. How did it go? Quite well?
I was blessed by God. That season, I couldn't do anything wrong. So I scored them all. But if I think about that season now, I can feel that everything was on our side. We were meant to win it because we were treated exactly like a big club. So I don't know whether we deserved it, because our performances probably led the referees to referee in a certain way.
I understand. Sometimes,
if you're always in the penalty box of your opponents, you're likely to
get win penalties.
Penalty more than if you're not. So I think it was a very fair championship.
I have to stop by asking about it. The title really, I'm not sure if you sealed it, but it became an absolute reality at Inter.
Yes.
In a San Siro.
Yes.
In a game which my memory is that it was just crazy, with red cards, with your goalkeeper, Pagliuca, making so many saves. I don't know what the score might have been at the end. Maybe
I think 2-0.
But could it have been 8-6?
Yeah.
It was this kind of game?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about it apart from the emotion of winning?
No, I remember the game quite well. I was with three or four games to the end of the season, and Inter Milan were just a couple of points behind us, so they needed to win. They had to win. And they had a very strong side with the likes of Klinsmann, Lotto Matthäus, Walter Zenga in goal, Trapattoni was managing, and
Beppe Bergomi.
And Beppe Bergomi and Roberto Mancini, we are very good friends, and Beppe Bergomi and Roberto Mancini had, something happened towards the end of the first half. They both got sent off. and they left the pitch hugging each other because they were very good friends, and it was just a moment of madness, and they were shown the red card. But they were sort of creating more chances, but we were very clinical. We were taking our chances, so we scored the first goal in the second half, and then it became like a siege. But Pagliuca made some wonderful saves, but that's the way we used to play. You know, we were very tight at the back, very solid defensively, and we were playing, you know, very spectacular, effective counter-attacking football. So we were one goal up and just waiting for them to do something, and then they had a penalty. I think Pagliuca saved it, and then I scored the second goal, you know, the side of the stadium where our fans were, and that was huge for me. It was really incredibly exciting, and then I think 2-0 was the final
score,
and it could have been different, but that was our season.
Talking about having something against people or teams, Barcelona.
Against
bastards.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
No, but yeah. But
Cup Winners' Cup final in Switzerland, yeah. Wembley. Those were two really frustrating. Even for a man who won all the European, you won all the UEFA trophies. Those two experiences, could you draw a positive from them? Are they still sore?
Well, first occasion was when we played them in
Bern.
And it was the Cup Winners' Cup final, and I was injured. I pulled my hamstring a couple of weeks before with the national team, stupidly, because I wanted to play in a friendly match. I wasn't 100% right. I played anyway. I pulled my hamstring for the first time. Didn't know how to deal with that. So I got to the final thinking that I was reasonably fit, but then during the warm-up, I pulled my hamstring again. I went back into the dressing room, I spoke to Boshkov, and I said, look, I'm not fit. And he said to me, Luca, don't you worry, you just go on the pitch, and all the defenders, once they see you, they will be terrified. So even if you're not fit, we need you in the side. Well, guess what? They weren't that terrified when they saw me just, you know, limping on the pitch for 90 minutes. And we lost 2-0. Gary Lineker was part of that side.
Yeah.
Johan Cruyff was the manager. And I remember after the match, back in the hotel, some of the senior players, the likes of Cerezo, Dossena, I remember them thinking, oh, bloody hell, that was, you know, one in a lifetime opportunity. And we missed it. Little did they know that a year later, we were back in the final, Cup Winners' Cup, and Göteborg versus Anderlecht, and we won it.
I need to do this again.
Yeah.
Who scored? It's a matter of record.
I happened to score twice. Thank you very much. So, yes. And it's quite funny because I grew up with, you know, many idols, but probably one of the biggest was Johan Cruyff. I remember watching this movie made by an Italian journalist called The Prophet of Goal, with Johan Cruyff, and I was in love with Johan Cruyff, and so it was mentioned that side. They took the Cup Winners' Cup away from us, and also the Champions League final away from us. And the Champions League final was a huge regret for me, because it was my last match with Sampdoria. I wanted to leave the club with a huge present for the fans. I had my opportunities during the match, I missed them, then signed for Juventus. And I was very emotional. So for 4 years after that final, I remember every now and then waking up at night with nightmares, thinking that the match had still to be played. And then realizing that actually I'd already fucked it up. So I, you know, the opportunity had gone. But that probably gave me the strength and the desire and the motivation to win it with Juventus 4 years later. And when I won it with Juventus, obviously my thoughts went back to the Sampdoria fans, my teammates, because they somehow made me able to do a better job second time round.